Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. With waterfowl seasons getting underway across Minnesota, the DNR is emphasizing safety both in the field and on the water. Migratory game bird consultant Nate Huck says hunters should review the basics before opening day Saturday.
The rules of gun safety, know where your gun is pointed and what's beyond, and water safety too, being careful out on the water, even though certainly things have been warm, things will cool off here quickly, and making sure folks have proper PDFs and all those sorts of safety equipment when they're out on the waters.
More info on the season can be found on the DNR's website. Minnesota is heading into the final stretch of the 100 deadliest days of summer, with traffic deaths moving in the wrong direction. Office of Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen.
Last year at this time, we were seeing trends going downward in the area of fatal crashes. But unfortunately, as of today, we're 18 fatalities ahead of where we were this time last year.
Hansen says that makes safe driving especially important over the busy Labor Day weekend, when more motorists are expected on Minnesota roads. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig has introduced legislation to prevent members of Congress who engage in misconduct from receiving taxpayer-funded retirement benefits. The bill would close loopholes that currently allow members who have committed serious ethics violations to continue receiving a pension. Federal prosecutors are seeking a 14-month prison sentence for the man who sprayed Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar with vinegar from a syringe earlier this year. Anthony Kasperzak pleaded guilty to assaulting a federal officer. Kasperzak is scheduled to be sentenced September 17th. And at a ceremony honoring two Minnesota Purple Heart recipients, Senator Tina Smith said the nation's responsibility does not end when service members return home.
For those of us who have benefited from their service, it is our responsibility to be sure that when they return home, our veterans receive the benefits and the care that they have earned for the injuries that they have sustained, be they physical or mental, or emotional or spiritual.
Lieutenant Colonel James Mauscher of Cannon Falls and Sergeant First Class Amity Joy Marver of Huntsville were awarded the honor. In other headlines, this week's mass shooting at a Minneapolis apartment building is just the latest violence to happen in Minnesota's largest city. Healthcare professionals and gun violence prevention advocates like Maggie Emery with Protect Minnesota say this can't go on.
It doesn't seem to matter what happens. It doesn't seem to matter if there's a mass shooting while children are praying. It doesn't seem to matter if there are almost 100 bullet wounds in one single city over the course of a summer. Progress is not made.
The Minnesota Senate passed a comprehensive gun violence prevention package last session, but it didn't get past the House. More Minnesota's Boundary Waters Wilderness will reopen Tuesday as wildfire activity continues to ease. The Superior National Forest says six entry points and several recreation areas are reopening. The July lightning fires burned nearly 72,000 acres, but recent rain has helped crews reach 97% containment on major fires. And the Timberwolves today signed forward Jonathan Kuminga to a contract agreement. Kuminga has spent 5 years in the NBA, splitting time between the Atlanta Hawks and Golden State Warriors. Last year, he averaged 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, and a career-best 2.3 assists per game. This is MNN.